Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to our show, Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to go ahead and invite Astromind 2012. Adrian, are you there? Wonderful. Yeah, you know, this will be interesting. We could talk about some of the magic of Chris Angel and some of the things that he does. And it's really interesting how he's able to, you know, really, it seems like he uses a lot of hypnosis in his magic. And what do you feel about that, Adrian?
Well, it's very interesting that you bring that up, because I think that it comes with the idea of what the power of the brain and the mind and body and spirit do when it is one. That's funny you bring that up, that it's...
you know, you can do those kind of things with the brain, what it can do.
Okay, we lost you for just a minute. Adrian, do you want to go ahead and repeat that again?
I was just saying it's very interesting what the mind and brain can do and the spirit. It's kind of interesting. I had a group of people that asked me to hypnotize them, and they were challenging me. In less than 5 minutes, I was able to, as I shook the gentleman's hand, he fell to the ground. In less than 5 minutes, he was hypnotized in a trance. So it's you know, the power of the mind and persuasion of the brain, there's no limitations of what the subconscious mind can do. And we've seen that in the results of hypnosis when you combine the mind, body, and spirit.
So do you feel that with this, you know, the mind, body, and spirit, that you can levitate off the ground?
I believe so. I think that once you find your center point and you learn how to really ground yourself and you connect, you know, like you say, the three elements, the mind, body, and spirit, you can pretty much do anything you want to do. I mean, even if you can't, you think your brain can't function an instrument, you can play an instrument, you can play the piano, you can play a flute, you can play any instrument, you know, in your brain, because all our bodies and our energies, to me, I think that we all resonate in that vibrational frequency, and we can tap into those frequencies. And I don't just think it's the brain that's activating, I think it's the soul that's activating as well, and the energy that we're using, that we're projecting.
So would you say that once you're in that higher consciousness, that this takes you into another dimension or even into the matrix?
Oh, absolutely. And I believe with the right training and the right mind power, you can do anything you want to do, anything you put your mind to. And again, you know, you have to remember that we were talking about people putting limitations on themselves. As a result, you know, like that lady last night, she was putting limitations on her mind, thinking that is her outcome. And it's not true. That is not her outcome. The future can always change. And people can change if they choose to.
So what you're saying that if you're in a situation, you know, and you feel that it's going to continue, that there is no, you know, no hope left, that you can change that with your mind?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that it's the power of persuasion, like you say. You know, and you can walk in, like you say, you can walk in a store, you can walk in a McDonald's, and you can get a free meal, and they wouldn't even know that they even gave you the free meal. I mean, it's like it's almost like you can speed up time, you can slow time down. I mean, you could do almost anything you want with energy. It's endless.
So would you say that once you tap into that, then that's where the law of attraction comes in and the universe provides you with whatever you desire?
Oh, absolutely. And I believe that levitation is the next further state when you can reach that state of mind. And I think, honestly, I think Chris Angel meditates every day. I don't think there's one day that don't go by that he don't meditate or pray. And I think that that really connects them, just like the monks. I mean, they're always praying, they're always meditating, they're always in oneness, and they're always connected to the universe, you know. And I believe Chris Angel learned from all that, from the monks and the Mayans and stuff like that.
So what you're saying is that in order, whether it be by meditation or prayer, that you have to be in that mind, body, and spirit, in that vibration.
And I think once you do, Roy, I think you'll be just like another August Rush.
Right.
I think that, not as a star child, but I think that where, you know, you go back to that saying where we're all connected as one, because we're all part of oneness. So therefore, whatever Chris Angel is doing, we can all do the same thing if we just set our limitations and our beliefs on how society has programmed us to believe and how our schools have programmed us to believe.
Well, this is all amazing information, and again, we want to share that with all our callers and listeners out there. We have some callers waiting right now. Are you ready to give them a reading with your new deck?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, let's go ahead with the first caller from the 901 area. Hello, you're on the air. 901? Are you there? Okay, let's go ahead and put them on hold. Let's go ahead with the 337 area. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Chamblin. I'm from Louisiana.
And we want to welcome you on our show tonight. And you're speaking to Roy and Adrian. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I'm going to classes for a home-based business that I'm doing. And I just want to know that if I'm in the right direction, because I took a test tonight and I didn't do too well on the test. And I just want to make sure that I'm going in the right direction with this.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my new deck. It's called the Shadow Tarot Deck. And I'm going to do a past, present, future spread on you. And what I'd like you to do is just think about visualizing, shuffling the deck, putting your energy into it, and just think
okay.
about that and project that for a minute.
Okay.
And just think about, you know, what you would like the outcome to be and what you'd
okay.
like to, you know, what you want to know in the cards and stuff like that. So I'm going to go ahead and shuffle. And then I'm going to lay them out, and I'm going to pull three cards for the past, present, future. And you want to know basically how your schooling is going to go, you said?
Yeah, with the home-based business, because I'm doing two schools. One school for my degree in psychology. The other one is for, it's a contract that I'm getting for my home-based business. And I took a test, and I don't know, that's kind of messing with my head, and I just want to know if I'm on the right track with this, because I want to do my home-based business.
Well, it's just basically saying not to jump into anything right now. It does show you going through a learning process. It does show you struggling in some areas. The Four of Cups says you're going to have a victorious outcome, which means you will have a good outcome with your schooling and everything, your training. But the Devil card is basically saying that it's going to kind of throw you off track, where you're going to feel kind of tempted in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay on the right track, it says you're going to obtain balance, and it's going to be almost like a learning experience for you, but there's going to be some challenges that are going to come up, where you're going to feel kind of tested.
Like I am now. So basically just stay put and just focus.
Yes, and it does say the world is in your hands right now, so that is actually a good outcome.
Okay.
And you're very grounded right now, so that's good.
Okay, thank you.
And it wouldn't hurt to go on a retrieval, too, to travel and get away.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I need to do. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Let's go ahead with our next caller now. We're going to go ahead back to the 901 area.
Hello.
901, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Cindy from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, and do you have a question for us tonight?
My question is somewhat similar, actually, to the previous caller's, because I am wondering about the future of my past as far as schooling goes, actually.
That's funny, the same synchronicity, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting because your cards are a little bit similar but a little bit different. Yours is not going to be as challenging. The Ten of Swords right now says you're going through some burdens right now. Feeling kind of burned out by everything. You're kind of want to rushing things, which is a good thing because you can kind of work, you have the capability of working at your own speed and your own time. And time is kind of slowing down for you right now so that you can kind of catch up with what you're doing. But the Fool card is just telling you right now to follow your instincts on the whole situation. You may even be going in a situation where you feel like it's not meant for you, but you may even go in a situation where you feel like it's a challenge that you want to overcome. And because from your past, it's saying that you are able to overcome a lot of challenges. And so you're kind of pushing past your limitation. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, sure, it definitely does. I have a feeling this is my real passion in life. And
so, I'm
the only person that can really answer that question, but some type of confirmation, just like, this is what you're meant to do, would be awesome, but I get that, you know, that kind of has to come within as well.
Well, you know, there's different soul contracts that we all have from other lifetimes, and one of these soul contracts that you've chosen is a challenge and a barrier that you've suppressed in your past, in which you kind of push yourself past those limitations to see if you can actually overcome this challenge with your schooling. And I see great money that's actually going to come from this. And it does say you are on the right track. I do see you going on a vision quest. And you're kind of just kind of checking things out carefully right now. You're not quite sure what direction you want to go. But I actually did see, because I do see a lot of mist and fogs in these cards, so there is a lot of confusion. But with the Fool card, it's just basically saying, you know, you have the intuition, and not to feel like, you know, that you're the fool, that you have, that you're in control, and that you know where you're going.
Cool. I love it. Thank you.
I have a question for you. Do you believe in past lives or reincarnation?
Sure, yes.
Because my guides are telling me that there's a message for you from one of the past lives, and I'm getting it goes back to the time of Egypt. And what is that message, Adra?
Back in Egypt. Well, it says you were judged as a witch. And you had a lot of followers. You had a lot of people that were very beneficial to you. And that was one of the other two challenges that you went through. A lot of people looked up for you for information and knowledge. So you were like one of the high priestess. But you were also able to balance everything out and to achieve your outcome in where you're going now, it's saying. And the star says you were very confident and a lot of your wishes did come into fruition, which means that, you know, it did manifest in a direction where you wanted to go.
So you don't feel like I manipulated or used these people that followed me in this life?
It's possible, but you know,
yeah.
they were all followers of you because they all looked up you for knowledge. So everything that you're going through with your school, that's part of the challenge, you know, like they're all depending on you for stuff. So you have to kind of learn
that
how to.
That means a lot
to
me right this second. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Right this moment, it means a whole lot. But what do you think is the take-home message from there with the people that are depending on me? Because that is actually a current thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to read that?
Is there a message on that, Edra?
Okay.
Like a take-home message for these people that are depending on me for at school, for sure. For sure.
Well, it says that there's some sacrifices that had to be made. The Sun card is basically saying to achieve happiness, you had to make a sacrifice that
well,
you
giving.
Felt like you had to do.
Right. Giving is very
and cool. The Five of Wands I'm getting, it has to do with something to do with beneficial knowledge. I don't know what that means, but there was some people that were very beneficial to you that helped you along your path, your vision quest, it says.
Okay, I'll take that. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thank you for coming on our show tonight.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead with the next caller now. From the 480 area, you're on there. Hello.
Hi, my name's Yvette, and I'm from Phoenix.
Okay, and do you have a question for us tonight?
I'm more so just kind of see what you guys get, because I have questions in both love and business, and I was just curious to see what comes up.
Okay.
Well, love is really blossoming for you. I'm getting from the Seven of Pentacles, but right now your interest is mostly money because you're struggling with money right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the King of Swords, King of Pentacles means you're going to meet someone that's very important, that's going to be in a high position having to do with money, and he makes really good money. He's very grounded to the earth. He's very earth-based. He's a businessman. He's actually a very successful businessman that you're going to meet. And
is that the one I'm going to meet, or is that the one I've already met?
If you've already met him, if that kind of describes him in that way, then you probably met him. If it doesn't describe him, then you haven't met him. So
okay.
Does that kind of describe him?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's him then.
Okay.
So he's going to be very beneficial for you for money, according to this. It's also saying that you're going to be receiving an unexpected inheritance or some kind of money that is actually coming your way. But it's going to be unexpectedly.
Oh, even better.
So that's actually a good sign.
Yes, it is. Even better.
Have you ever, I have a question, have you ever been into Sedona, Arizona?
I actually have not been up there yet, and I always mean to get up there, I just haven't had a chance to get up there.
My guides are saying that you need to make a trip there because of the vortexes that are there. And it helps. You know, me and my son, we've been there and we've found that anything that you're manifesting will be increased at a more rapid rate if you go there and do a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that energy, because it's amazing. You know, we found that, you know, our manifestations just increase so much more or when we're in that energy.
Okay, now I will have to, you're actually the second person to tell me that, so I definitely probably should get up there then. Okay,
yeah,
that, super. Thank
that's
you.
A confirmation.
It definitely, definitely is.
And
as far as like the business side, I know you can help me. Is everything with business? That's the right way that I'm going. Correct.
Right.
Okay. Super. Thank you guys so much.
You are so welcome. And we thank you for joining our show tonight. Let's go ahead with the next caller now. From the 619 area. Hello, you're on air.
Hi, this is Ashley calling.
And where are you from, Ashley?
California, San Diego.
Good, and we welcome you to our show. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to ask if you see any kind of change of residence for me in the future, in my family.
Are you thinking of moving overseas?
No.
Okay. Because it has something to do with water.
Like?
Because you got a lot of water cards. That's the first thing that I picked up. And before I even touched the cards, that was the first vision that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Is I actually see you going over the ocean. And it's so somewhere near the ocean, and I'm getting that it could be possibly somewhere near the ocean, but I'm not quite sure where. But it says you're gonna have a celebration, you're gonna be very happy, you're gonna have a lot of emotional fulfillment, love relationship, and it's actually saying that it's gonna be a radical change for you. So there's actually some changes ahead.
Have you been thinking about going on some kind of cruise or something?
Well, I'd love to do that.
Because my guys are telling me that, you know, this is where, you know, this water, you know, has been being brought up by Adrian, that this would be a good move.
Well,
for you.
So If my husband and I had our dream come true, it would be we live about 20 minutes from the ocean, but we would like to live 5 minutes from the ocean. And so that's kind of something we're trying to eventually manifest. And I have my hopes. You know, I would love to see that.
Have you ever seen the picture The Secret?
The book? Or the
Yeah, the book or the movie.
No, I've heard about it, though.
But, my guides are saying that you should see that, because what it is in order to bring this more into manifestation, you need to put up pictures.
Make a vision board.
Make a vision board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I've already started a vision notebook. Do I need to have it be something that I see more often?
Yeah.
Like put it more up on my
refrigerator? Yeah, like every day.
Okay.
In front of your face.
Yeah. Whether it be on a refrigerator or, you know, hanging on a wall or in your bedroom or somewhere.
Like a soul collage.
Okay. I can definitely do that. I was really interested when you guys were talking about the past lives. Do you happen to see anything for me?
In your past life?
Yeah.
What lifetime did you want to look at?
Oh, boy. Maybe something that's influencing my current lifetime.
Okay.
Is that one way to choose?
So something that's affecting your current lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up that this goes back to the time when she was in England.
Well, you have a very strong connection to the ocean. So I'm getting Atlantis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, somewhere in Europe, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's neat.
Looks like you came from England to Atlantis.
Yeah, have you ever heard this before?
Well, no. But
because Avalon was part of Atlantis at one time. And that was back in England. So you did have a lifetime in Avalon. You did, and you had some karmic debts there. And you did have a lifetime in Atlantis. And it looks like you've had 5 karmic debts in Atlantis. You had 10 karmic debts in Avalon. And then 5 karmic debts in Babylon.
Wow, neat. So those are, does karmic debts, does that refer to, like, full lifetimes?
Yes.
Okay.
And it looks like in Babylon, you're still kind of in a battle there. It looks like you're an angel in Babylon. And Atlantis, you were an ocean goddess. And in Avalon, you were a witch. And you had a dragon. Looks like you were more earth-based. And back in Avalon.
Wow, that's
but
so
most
neat.
Of all your karmic debts came from Avalon into Atlantis and Babylon.
Wow, that's so cool. I need to look that stuff up.
And that's why you have a connection with the ocean.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're drawn to
sense.
It. You know.
Right.
Yeah, you're reliving the story of your past lives.
Yeah.
And deja vu, so...
Do you think my husband had shared any past lives with me?
Okay. Yeah, it looks like he was back in Avalon with you.
But I'm getting that he was a prince.
He was like the Hierophant, but he was a prince of Avalon. He was like a high priestess. Looks like he was part of a race of something to do with the tree people. I don't know what that is, but it shows a lot of trees around him. Shows like a tree figure. And I pulled the lovers, so it does say, yeah, you did have a loving, happiness relationship in Avalon.
Cool.
And then you have the 8 of Wands, which shows somebody else. Looks like somebody else created an obstacle for you. This is an obstacle card, so somebody else kind of got in the way of
uh-huh.
your relationship.
Wow, that's so interesting.
But you were always stand together, like even though there was somebody creating an obstacle for you in that lifetime.
Huh. Wow, that's so interesting. And you think that draws me to the ocean now, those lifetimes?
Mm-hmm. And you'll probably run into the same person that created the obstacle that created the obstacle then.
I just want to mention something real quick. Like, I want to thank all our callers and listeners for joining us tonight. We're about almost to the end of our show, but I want you to continue to hold on and finish this in a reading with Adrian. Go ahead, Adrian.
Okay. Thank you. I'm listening.
Let's see what the obstacles were.
Okay. And this is for the past or the present?
This is what's currently happening now. And it looks like they give you something, some kind of, I don't know, it was a hallucinogenic or something they give you. You bit into an apple or something, and it created an illusion of something that affected you in that karmic area. And it was some kind of curse or something. I don't know what it was. Some kind of spell, illusion spell. And then what happened is it drained a lot of your energy. But in the end, you got your victory. It says you had a chariot, you had two unicorns, and you were floating through the air, and you had your own, it's like you had your own palace. But you were very powerful, and it looks like you got your justice. The next card I pull is the justice. You got your justice in that lifetime.
Cool.
But there were still some karmic errors that happened there. And I think it was the ripple effect from the spell that the person put on you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it was, but it was some kind of dark magician.
Huh. And so do you think that's something that I would run into in this life?
It's very possible. Because like me and my dad, we ran into several dark magicians.
I'm getting too that she had a run-in with Mav when she was in Avalon.
With meth or math?
Mav.
What's that?
She was the witch that was trying to take Merlin's magic away.
Oh.
If you remember anything about Avalon.
And it's possible that that guy could have been one of Mav's apprentices, too.
Yeah.
If there's a connection, then there's it's possible that he was one of her apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting.
Maybe she
well,
was jealous of your relationship.
Yeah.
And that's a female?
Mm-hmm. See, there could have been a connection between your husband and Mav, and she could have had jealousy, and she could have sent one of her magicians to put a spell on you.
That makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a very vengeful woman.
Huh.
So there could have been some kind of karmic debt there that you had to pay.
That he did or I did?
Probably both of you.
Oh, yeah.
And how did you meet your husband?
Oh, we started out as roommates, actually, when I was in college. And he was working. And then about a year after we started living together, we finally noticed each other. And now we've been together for 10 years.
So
married.
Something pulled you both together then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did tell you, you got your justice.
Good.
In that
like
lifetime,
that.
Which brought you and your husband back together.
Good.
Do you feel he's your twin flame?
I don't know. I know that I couldn't be happier. I love him very much, and he seems perfect for me. I just don't really know how the twin flame thing works all that well. I don't know if there's just one for everybody. Or, I mean, even friends can be twin flames, right? Or family?
No,
actually, they could be soulmates.
Yeah.
Soulmates, oh, okay.
There's only one twin flame. Or there's only one other half of you, but everyone else can be a soulmate.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
And where,
I don't know.
You know, and where you and him had other lifetimes together. You've reunited with him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is the year of the twin flames, so it is possible that you've come to completion with each other and you're still paying off your karmic debts back
uh-huh.
in those lifetimes. So you're paying them now, basically.
Wow. So how often does
See, I've had a lot of shady dealings in my past life, so I'm actually paying them off now. Rather than paying them off in the future, you might as well pay them now.
So does that mean that next lifetimes are easier, or do you move to a higher level?
You move
or?
To a higher consciousness.
When you graduate.
Pretty much, yeah. You learned all your lessons, and you've come to completion.
What you have to remember that we live in this reality, we live in a world of duality. And then once the ascension begins, then we go into oneness. So you're right, you know, where you need to be right now.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely believe that.
Perfect
I just
time,
wish I lived.
Perfect place.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like things are manifesting really well right now, too. So
yeah.
Definitely should work on my vision board.
Right. Main thing is to keep, you know, the whole secret is being in gratitude. You know, always be thankful for everything, you know, that you have, whether it's the smallest things or whatever. Then the law of attraction will work, you know, work for you because it's
mm-hmm.
going to send you more.
Right.
Whatever you desire.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Definitely.
But we're going to go ahead and go with the last caller.
Thank you so much,
you
guys.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for
thank
all that
you.
Undivided attention and private reading. I appreciate that.
You, you are so welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, looks like we lost. Not anymore.
And Michelle.